Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Glad you're with us today. And how often do we have a guest outside of our normal co-host? Never. But today, we do, and that's because this is a really special guest and a special book. First of all, Dr. Sherry Keffer is with me. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, and, it's great to be with you both.
And sitting right next to her is Lisa Robertson. And Lisa, welcome to New Life.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, you have, first of all, I hope folks will go to the website, newlife.com. Look at this. The cover of this book makes you want to pick up the book, either read it or eat it, one or the other. It's just such a beautiful, engaging cover. But here is why we want Lisa to be on the program. Because this book, the title is The Path of Life and Walking in the Loving Presence of God. Now, many of you've heard me rant about the plague of the Christian community, is that here is the God of love. And the Bible doesn't say that God's loving. It says God is love. And how many Christians feel no love whatsoever? The only presence that comes close to God is they feel shame from God, but they don't feel the loving presence of God. So we're going to focus on this today, and we're going to take you and talk about some tragedies, and it's just going to, I think it's going to be a great, great time. And if you want to join us on the program, and you want to talk about a struggle, or you want to talk about the difficulty in feeling God's love, or God's presence, or walking a path, you call us at 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. And, you know, what I love is you are Tim Robertson's wife, and Tim is on 700 Club. Most people know about that. But before him, you were quite successful in advertising. Yeah. You had your own life that you were just going along just fine, right?
Right, I was. I worked in Boston and loved it.
And you were a Christian in Boston, right?
Yes,
and
I was.
Sometimes that's not all that easy back east, you know, to be a faithful Christian. I love Boston. I love going there. I've spoken at pregnancy centers in Boston, and there is a great conservative Christian community there.
Right.
You also have established your own little organization
right.
that you did, and the name of that is?
Well, I've done two, actually. One is Changing Seasons, which mm-hmm. is sort of an outreach ministry to women who, so many Christian women have under-churched friends, and so it's to bring other women in to hear to an event to hear somebody who would be culturally significant and a Christian, and have them share their story to just expose the under-churched women to the vibrant life that could be theirs in
Amen.
Christ.
And do you also, you're on the board of Proverbs 31.
Yes.
.org. Now, in this book, and I want people to know, she starts off with, I think, one of the toughest verses in Scripture for any nominal Christian to accept, and it's where it all begins. That's where she starts. That's what I love about this. Chapter 1, right off the bat, is this verse, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. That's the beginning of the path. She says that's the first step on the path. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus didn't show up at Christmas. Jesus was the Word, and He was from the beginning, and all things are made through Him and in Him. And so right here, if we're going to talk about a path of God and with God, we have to start right there with Jesus Christ. And a lot of people, they just, oh, wow, that's just so limiting, so exclusive. Well, you know, you have criteria for people to come into your home. You don't just let anybody in. Jesus is the criteria for people coming to God's home. We'll talk about that and more right after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here. Our guest is Lisa Robertson, and the book is The Path of Life. Now, I'm gonna just ask you this, because this is where our audience is always interested in. We have a lot of people. We know people do great things. But one of the questions that it was suggested that we ask you, and I want to start here. Tell us about a time when you strayed from God's path, because New Life is all about all of us have strayed. We're all coming back, and we want God to experience. We want to experience God's grace, forgiveness, and direction. And so we're always kind of interested in the dark side rather than, oh, everything's just fabulous today. So tell us about that.
Well, I'm going to tell you a time about when I strayed from a path, but the story is about when I strayed from a physical path, real path, but it really meant a lot to me from straying in my own path of my life.
Okay.
And that is, I grew up in the mountains of Colorado, and I went on a weekend with my parents. We were at Rocky Mountain National Park, and I was about 20 years old, and I felt very confident and competent in my mountain skills. And so I was at a lodge and decided I'm going to go out and take a walk by myself on a path. And I saw this great path, and I skipped along, loving being outside, loving being alone, and I kept walking and walking and walking. And I just assumed, because I was so confident and on the edge of arrogant, that the path would do what I wanted it to do, which is curve around and go back to the lodge. So sure. I walked and I walked and I walked, and the sky got a little bit darker, the path got a little bit narrower, and I noticed that in Colorado, when you're walking on a path, they start marking it by the soup can tops. They nail them to the trees, so you begin to look for the trees if the path isn't as clear. So yeah. I kept walking, but instead of having it curve around to the right to go back to the lodge, it kept going further and further to the left. And I felt myself get a little anxious. I felt myself I was almost afraid, and I just kept going. And eventually, I think as the sun began to set, I thought, it is time for me to turn around, and I have to go back. And so I did go back, and I had to walk very carefully back on the path and again, watch the signs, watch the way back, because it was dark and the soup cans were facing the wrong way. And I did make it back, and I when I got where I wanted to go, I felt I was so relieved. I thought I wanted to kiss the dirt that I was walking on, because I was so happy to be back. And I went into the lodge to learn about the path that I was on, and I discovered that there is a 65-mile path from Rocky Mountain State Park to Denver. And I was walking on the path to Denver.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think about that in how sometimes we start off on the wrong path, and we start out on a path that can be where we are arrogant, self-confident, I mean, you know, where we're full of ourselves and full of the things that are not honoring to God, and we persevere and keep walking even when we know that the path might be isn't leading us where we want to go. And I just what I loved about the story on the physical path, and I love about the story when we're off God's path, is He never left me. He never said,
right,
"You're so stupid. I'm going to leave you to pay the price of being, you know, of making this mistake." God was always with me, it took me a while. I could feel Him leading me back, but it took me a while to follow that feeling.
Right.
And yet, when I yielded to God's way, I could follow the feeling, and He led me back right where I wanted to be, and really back into His presence with Him and into His safety. And I thought, you know, in life, I just want to heed those little warnings we have inside us that are saying, you're going the wrong way.
And it's so easy to shut those down or, whatever we do to comfort ourselves. One of the times where, I think one of the toughest times in your life, you wrote about this tragedy with your sister, Laura. Tell us about that and what is it that came from that that's a major life lesson for you?
Well, I'm going to sort of start and finish by saying God can use anything in our life to bring glory to Him.
Right.
And this particular situation, I was an 8-year-old girl, and we lived in the mountains, and we lived in this, what I would say, almost perfect little mountain community of 100 families. It was very small, and we had horses, and we were outside all the time. We knew everybody in our community, and it was perfect. It seemed so ideal. Mm-hmm. And yet, there was one day when evil entered our perfect little world. And it happened when I had a 2-year-old sister who was outside playing in the sandbox right outside our door. She was so close to the house. And we were in the house, and it was something that happened all the time. And I guess maybe, you know, shortly after we were all outside she was outside and we were inside doing different things. And my older sister came in and she said to my mother, "Laura has fallen asleep in the playbox. Mm-hmm. And my mom knew immediately something was terribly wrong. Mm-hmm. So they rushed her down to the hospital from the mountains, and she had died. And there was was so shocking because she was healthy, everything was perfect. And and all of a sudden she had died. And so it took several weeks, and they did an autopsy on her. And what they discovered in the autopsy was that there were handprints over her mouth and around her neck, so that she had been suffocated and strangled. And it was by a child, because they were children's children's handprints. And so when the news came out, we knew who it was, because he had been he was a child from an abusive home. His sister was my friend. He was a friend of my brother's. We were friends with the family. But there was something so evil, and I think something so abused in him, that he did what had been done to him, and he killed my little sister. Mm. And so we went through this, understandably, just shock and grief and heartache, and wondering a couple of things. You know, how did God let that happen to us? You know, we were nice people. Right. And how did this happen? Why did it happen? And so the community got all involved, because everybody took sides. That we had lost a child, a sister, and others that this boy had done it. And so it was a big trauma. And one day my mother was on the phone talking to somebody, and they were sort of tormenting her. And she hung up the phone and she said, "Oh, God, help me." And she said she wasn't really praying. She wasn't a Christian really at the time. But those words came out, and she said the presence of God filled the room. And she knew then that God was going to walk her through this. Little by little, neighborhood women began to pray for her. They invited her to a Bible study. And little by little, she discovered the hope, the forgiveness, and the love of Christ. And she became a new creature in Christ. And as her children, we could see that she was different. And so after a while in her new life with Christ, she felt the Lord tell her that she had to forgive the boy who had killed her daughter. And she said to the Lord, I have no forgiveness for him. I can't do it, but I am willing to do it if you will give me your forgiveness for him. Mm-hmm. I am willing to do it, and you need to set up the time because I'm not seeking him out. Mm-hmm. And so shortly after that, she looked out the window in front of our house, and wouldn't you know, he's by himself walking in front of our house, and she knew that God had arranged this moment to go out and talk to him. So she went out to him and she said, I want you to know that we forgive you. And he was stunned. And she put her arm around him. And what stunned her is she put her arm around him and she said, and we love you. He never said a word and he ran away. But my mother was free of the burden and the grief of bitterness, hatred, anger. And God's forgiveness filled her with a freedom and a life where she could continue, where she learned to live and not to be crushed by this weight, this horrible weight of unforgiveness and questions. And that was when she really began her walk.
What I love about this is that she said, I don't have it in me.
Right.
But she had this spirit of willingness. And that willingness, it seems, led for God to act in this way.
Right.
And the other thing is, you know, the Bible is so specific, saying that if you will seek God, if you will, you will be found by him. You will find God. And here she is. I mean, she's not close to him. And then his presence is there because in this genuine request for him, he shows up. And we've just heard these stories over and over again. And I would just say to anybody that has something like this in your life, well, first of all, this book is going to help you get through this part of the path that you're on. But I'd also say just today, you could just say to the Lord, like this mom that had nothing, no ability to forgive, if you just admit that, but say to the Lord, but if you'll help me here, if you'll show up for me, maybe I can get through this, then there might be a supernatural presence of God that would allow you to forgive something that maybe you thought was literally beyond forgiveness. That would be our prayer for you today. Well, it's an amazing story.
You know, what's so amazing, Lisa, is that here your mom didn't know the Lord, but God was faithful to her. Mm-hmm. And the legacy that you're now leading with inviting women, right, to these events where they don't know God. And just like your mom, you want them to get a touch of God, a touch of the Lord, something that's real. And I think there are a lot of people today seeking something authentic in who God is and the power of a testimony. As we're all listening to you, it's insane to think about your mom could have let that go. But she did, and she was free.
And one of the things she said to me when I was a teenager, so this would have been 10 years later, she said that if she wanted to kill herself. She was so despondent over this.
Makes sense.
That she wanted to die. But she had all these other children, and she couldn't. You know, she wanted to live for us. And I think, again, God gave her such hope that in the deepest valley, just what she said, the Lord was with her, and he walked her out.
Yeah.
Well, I hope and pray that just that message alone might resonate with some of you. We've asked people to call us, 1-800-229-3000. And so we're going to go to a phone call, and we'll get back to more of this book. And anybody that calls us, get on. I'm going to send this book to you. But you can also ask, you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and get a copy of this book, The Path of Life. And it's all about God's presence. And really, some of us, we're just functioning on a day-to-day basis, and there's so much more to life. And maybe, just like from this third chapter, maybe the beginning of that new life is forgiveness. Not excusing, not enabling, but maybe it's forgiving. Let's talk with Jared here from Dallas, Texas. And Jared, you're on. How you doing? Listening on KWRD. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
Doing okay. Thanks for joining us. How could we help?
So probably about 6 months ago, I, I suffered some trauma from a coworker, and I've struggled ever since with just being in their presence, and it causes me to kind of go into that fight or flight around them, and I'm just really struggling with how to get over that. That's my question.
This is not somebody in your family. It's somebody at work. Is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
So okay. What happened? What did he do, or she do?
My daughter had to go to a wilderness camp last summer. She was having some of her own struggles, and I was basically, because I've been going to therapy and a psychiatrist, I was basically suffering from PTSD after that. She beat on me and told me she hated me and begged to go home, and it was just a really big emotional nightmare. And about 3 months after that, I had a discussion with my boss about my job and a lot of things that I was struggling with, and he got really angry at me about some things. And since I was already kind of in that PTSD.
Right, hold on. We'll deal with this after.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realize that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve. Here. Jared, are you still there?
Yeah.
Jared, are you on the line? Clarify
yes, sir, I am.
What was going on with your daughter that caused you to want to send her to the wilderness program?
She was sneaking out in the middle of the night. And so that's kind of her story, but she was sneaking out in the middle of the night with other boys.
Okay.
And
I want to affirm you in making that bold move. And so what I'm hearing is that once you did that, she really turned on you, which kids do. They try to make you feel so guilty for doing anything that might change the course for them. Is that what happened? Is that when you sent her there, she started making you feel bad about that decision?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When did
so
she hit?
When
did she hit you? When did she beat you and on the and say, "I hate you"? When did that happen? When you were checking her in, or before?
when I was driving her there.
Oh, wow. So scary. And you were driving. She was in the passenger seat or in the back seat?
In the passenger seat.
All right. You know, as I see this, Jared, Steve's right. You did a really tough thing. And you've probably never, ever, ever had something this tough happen with your daughter. You know, sometimes kids will say, I hate you. But here you are vulnerably driving to take her to this place that she doesn't want to go. And you're desperate for help. You know it's the right thing. But for her, it feels like the wrong thing. And so she's taking her anger, which I think was fear. She's taking her fear-based anger out on you. And what that can wire into your heart as a trauma event is, I'm a bad person. I'm a bad dad. I'm not good enough, or I'm not safe, or something. So I think when your boss got angry at you, I think there was a little ticking time bomb in your heart that, because you felt so bad about you, yourself, after you had to take her in that very vulnerable place, when your boss got angry, to be honest, Jared, I think anybody could have gotten angry at you. And it would have caused another trigger, because the way your brain works, it goes right back to the thing that happened, that wired in that belief. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think you're feeling some panic and fight and flight, because you've got this negative belief or this lie that isn't true about you. Because the truth is, you were brave. You were a great dad. You just felt bad about what you had to do with your daughter to get her help. It was a desperate place. But truth be told, had you not taken her there, my friend, she probably would have gotten pregnant, maybe an STD. Her heart would have been more broken. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes as parents, we have to make choices about what's the lesser of two evils. But the truth for you, knowing the truth in your heart about what you did and why you did it, is what's going to help set you free.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. With your boss now, has there been nothing that's been resolved with him?
Every time I'm in his presence, I have a visceral reaction, which is basically that fight, flight, or freeze. And I just have to get away from him, because I've worked at the same job for almost 20 years. I really think I have two options. Either figure out how to deal with him or quit.
Okay. So what's the question for us when you call? What were you hoping we could help you with?
Well, I'm involved in CBT, talk therapy, and I'm also on some medication to help. And I guess my question is there any hope of overcoming that? And is there any suggestions that you can give me besides psychiatry and talk therapy?
Yeah. Here's a huge question for you. Are you involved in anything like a men's Bible study or anything with other men in your church?
I am. I actually started one at my church, so.
Okay. And are you doing that? Are you regular with those guys?
Yes, sir, once a week.
Is it the kind of Bible study where you can talk about what you're going through?
We haven't got to that point yet. It's about a month in.
So. Okay. So I'm gonna suggest that you take a risk and you tell those guys, hey, we're here to study Scripture, but if we can't support each other and apply that Scripture, then, you know, this isn't going to be as meaningful an experience as it could be. And I'm going to just reveal, I'm going to get us started on that path. And I'm going to tell you where I'm struggling, where I need your prayer, I need your support. I just need to feel the acceptance and love from some other men. And I think if you'll do that, that's going to be a big help to you. And I think you might be shocked at how open the other guys are going to start being with the struggles that they're going through. And that's going to normalize what you're feeling. And so I really believe that that could be more important than medication and therapy is other real live men patting you on the back, hugging you, talking to you, and you feeling their love and acceptance. We'll talk about some other things when we come back. I'm really glad you called. We'll be back right after this.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We've been talking with Jared, and Sherry, you have a comment for
Jared? I had a
Jared
quick
here?
One, Jared, and it's actually for you, and I would say a lot of men like you. I'm hearing this is... You're stuck in your head, and I know the CBT is cognitive behavioral therapy. It's trying to move you forward, but I see it as a heart issue. Your heart is still reacting to what happened. And so I want to suggest you layer in something called eye movement desensitization reprocessing. It's called EMDR. And I think that's going to help you get out of this fight, flight, trauma trigger. You can stay online and we can get you hooked into someone in your area, or it's emdria.org. But you don't have to stay stuck in this. You just got to get your heart and head on the same page again.
Yeah. And Lisa, what would you say here? Your book is about following a path, God's
right.
path.
One of the things, I have a chapter on the difficult path that talks about the death of my sister, but there's a verse in here that I was looking at during the break, and it says, it's from Psalm 65:11. You crown the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. And I think sometimes that when you're on a hard path, like you are right now, that it drives you closer to the Lord. And when you are closer to the Lord and more dependent on Him and asking Him to comfort you, to guide you, to give you wisdom, that you will see the abundance of His promises and of His presence. And so that's what I would say is just, you know, you are on a hard path, but you are not alone, that God is with you and He is going to guide you and bless you as you continue to partner with Him and walk that path.
Yeah, and you know, God is the God of grace and mercy, and sometimes we do things or things happen, we have a child that gets in trouble. So we experience shame. And then we might go and need some kind of additional help. Maybe even it is medication. And rather than, you know, that providing relief, it it provides more. We're embarrassed. We're having to do that. And so, again, it's men become men in the company of men, but they also, they rest and they feel support and they feel love in the presence of men. And so many men, as we all know, get in trouble because they don't have other men in their life. So that's why I suggested that whatever you do, you really got to be open and honest with these guys. And I'm glad that you called. Let's go to Becky, Indianapolis, Indiana, is where she's calling from. And she listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hey there, Becky. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you guys?
Great.
I just wanted to tell your guest, thank you so much for her testimony today. That it really hit me hard. I'm at work. I work for myself. I clean homes. And so I get to listen to music and sermons and everything. We've been married 35 years. And I have two children, two stepchildren also, but they're all grown up. And my daughter got married to her high school sweetheart about last year, actually May 19th last year. And then 6 months, he divorced her.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
It's been very difficult because we loved him like a son so many years. And it's been difficult for me to forgive him. You know, we can forgive things that's happened to us in my life, like things that happened to me personally as growing up, hurtful things, and having to forgive people. I've tried to forgive that. But when it comes to your kids, mamas, you know, that mama bear in you, that mamas have this deep longing that as long as your kids are happy, then you can be happy, you know, and it's not good to live your life, all life for your kids. It needs to be totally centered on the Lord. And when she's talked about her mother forgiving that boy that killed her little girl, I thought, this woman wasn't even a Christian, Jen. And I'm a Christian, and I should be able to forgive him. And I feel like I do because I love him still. But I just wanted to say, I appreciated her telling her story that she said that she didn't have it in her, you know, to forgive him. And she had to ask the Lord. And I just wanted to say thank you for that word today, that I know it affected me. And I think it's going to help in my healing.
Well, you know, my mother had just become a Christian so that she understood the forgiveness of Christ in that. But she didn't have any forgiveness for him. But I would just say being in a place of unforgiveness, you are in your own little prison, and you are and you are creating a prison that only God and forgiveness can set you free. And it isn't as much the person that you're having the unforgiveness toward. It's God wants to set you free, and that's why I think that's where, you know, my mom being willing to say, I cannot do this, but I am willing to do it. And I would say, I think you're on the right track because it's the Lord that will set you free and get you out of the prison. But if you don't forgive him, you stay in that dark prison.
It's amazing to me. I'm sorry. I was going to say, it's amazing to me as a Christian how we know that God says that if we don't forgive them, he won't forgive us. And we have to forgive. But being able to know how to do it sometimes seems impossible.
Yeah. And I think sometimes in the Christian community, we kind of call for instant forgiveness. Yeah. And we do have some work dealing with some of our own limitations and just the reality, the impact of it. But then, you know, we come to realize that my bitterness, my resentment doesn't impact the other person at all. It just keeps me trapped, and they continue to hurt me over and over again the more I don't forgive. And I'm going to send you a copy of this book. I think you'll like it, so hold on. And then I'm also going to send you Dave Stoops' book, Forgiving What We Can't Forget, because I think that's going to be a real key for you there. Now, in your book, Lisa, you talk about partnering with Jesus as a parent. Mention that concept to us, because we've got a lot of moms and dads out there.
Well, I'm the mother of five children, the parent of five children, and we had five children. When my oldest was eight, we brought our youngest into the group, and I found that there were so many times I wanted to be the best parent possible, and I worked mm-hmm. very hard and tried very hard to do just that. Mm-hmm. But I think when you're dealing with anybody, you know, and we're humans, that there's so many times when I failed, and I got to the place where sometimes my places of failure became large and overwhelming to me. And there was one night when I was sort of agonizing in the middle of the night over how I had failed one of my children, and I was ruining all of them. And I felt that God just, you know, showed me that that he was the parent of my children too, and that he wanted me to work with him and to ask him and to seek him, and that if I invited him into my parenting, that we would succeed. And I guess the other thing I realized at that time is that God wants us to succeed as parents. Mm-hmm. And he has given us the tools through so many of the powerful words in scriptures. He's given us great wisdom as to be good parents. But it's a partnership with the Lord, because he wants us to succeed, but he wants us to succeed with him. And he'll help us. And that was really life-changing to me, that he would help me succeed as a parent, and he did.
Well, and to have Jesus as a partner, you have to believe that you really can have a personal relationship with Christ.
Right.
And if that's not, if you don't believe that, then you're not going to have Jesus as a partner. Let's talk with Susan from Cincinnati, Ohio. Hi, Susan. WCVX
Hi.
Is the station. Hi there. How are you today?
Normally I'm very fine, but I got a little bit of tachycardia talking to you. But this kept coming to me as I was listening to your station today, that maybe I should share this.
Okay.
When my son, I had experience of God surrounding me. I felt his presence so much. And 6 months ago, he died. Our son was 45 mm-hmm. years old. And he was in intensive care in the Cincinnati hospital for 14 days. Well, he was in one hospital, and they transferred him to another hospital the last couple of days of his life. And God was just, I just kept praying for him the whole 14 days. And we, you know, doctors would pray with us and the nurses would pray with us. And I just felt like God was going to heal him. I just believed it. And we realized the last couple of days that it wouldn't happen. So they transferred him to another hospital thinking maybe they could do something about it. And it didn't work. So we had him on life support. And just, you know, I thought, well, anyway, we decided it was enough. And they, as we were waiting for him, they took the life support off. And it was about a 3-hour period, but I was laying next to his bed, and I just felt, I just was feeling God's presence. I kept singing praises, because when I was praying and praising God, I would cry, so I just kept singing to God, and I just felt his presence. I felt peace, and then as I laid there, I felt...
Hold on, we'll get...
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Many of you, you just heard that spot about our amazing intimacy and marriage weekend. You know, so many of the people that come say, if something doesn't happen during this weekend, we're not going to stay married. And we have a 95% success ratio. We're trying to get that up to 100%. But it really changes everything. And then folks that are going to stay married forever, but they want things to be the best possible, they come, and I'm telling you, it is quite an experience. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We can tell you about that. Also, Every Man's Battle, we're doing that first week of June. And don't forget our Finding Freedom workshop that I do. It really has set people free, and that's what we want for you. So we were just listening. Susan, we're just about out of time. Was there something that you wanted to say? I mean, what we've heard is that you really felt in this horrible time the presence of God, right?
Yes, very much
is,
so.
And is there
just,
any,
you know, it gave me peace. It just helped me get through it.
Uh-huh.
There was something that happened. I wasn't sure.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
There was something that I thought I saw. The nurse came in and woke me, not woke me, but touched me right after this happened. So I'm not sure, but I thought I saw his feet slide off the bed and step over me, lifted his leg to step over me, and she grabbed my arm at that time, and she said, I wanted you to, you know, I thought you wanted to be, I thought you wanted to see this. We were watching the monitors, and we always determined there's a certain time when the body, when the spirit they feel leaves the body at that time. And
wow.
And that's what she told me. She said, I thought you want to be awake to see this. And so I thought I saw that. I don't know. I just in my heart, I felt I did. And God's presence stayed with me for another 2 months. I just felt so peaceful.
Wow.
And then, you know, then I went back to my normal self.
Yeah. Well, that's just amazing. I'm glad that you shared that with us, and I'm so glad that God was there for you. I'm going to send you a copy of this book. I think you're going to love it. The book is The Path of Life, Walking in the Loving Presence of God, and Lisa Robertson's been our guest. Lisa, who is it that you're really hoping would get this book? Mm-hmm. Who's it? Who's that person out there that you're wanting to experience and know the things that you've shared here?
Well, I think when I first started to write the book, I was really writing it for my children because I thought I wanted them to know that God had a path for their life.
Yeah,
and that,
right.
And that on God's path, they would never walk alone. They were never the first people on the path, that somebody had always gone before them. Every path that God had a destination, and it was a good destination. And so I think that's what I wanted to communicate to my children, and then to my brothers and sisters, and then to people who are kind of on the outside of the church looking in. And,
yes.
You know, I look at them, and I think they're sort of under-churched, where they don't really know what they believe. And I think the premise of the book is that because God has a path for them, He wants them to find it. It's not hidden. It's not a secret.
No.
It's when they begin to ask and when they begin to seek and they begin to walk with the Lord, they will find God's path. And the key is, I think, staying on it with Him and trusting Him to go before them.
Even in those very, very tough times.
Especially in the tough times,
yeah.
Because that's when it's easiest to give up, and that's when it's most important to trust and keep going.
Yes. Well, we have a copy of this book. If you call us, you can order it. It's The Path of Life, Walking in the Loving Presence of God. And that's what we want to see every one of our listeners do. And this is a great book to help you. And, you know, all of us, we do just fine when everything's going well. But we need help in how do you stay on the path.
Yeah.
A lot of things are out there to get us off that path. And of course, we talk about pornography here for men. But, you know, bitterness and resentment for anybody can be such an easy off-ramp from God's path for us. And this book, if you want a great guide to this, you call us and order The Path of Life. Now, a lot of folks, you know that we are supported by you. And you know that Club New Life is such a valuable part of our support. And I want Larry to come in and tell us about our thank you gift for anybody that signs up for Club New Life. We've got quite a thank you gift this month. Larry?
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Our thank you gift is, we call it the best of the best. And there are 8 books written by the authors who are the co-host and yourself, Steve, in this program. And those books include Healing is a Choice, Changes That Heal, Boundaries. Oh, man, I didn't bring the list.
How We Love, Intimate Deception,
Every Man's
Secrets
Battle.
Women
Keep. Yeah,
Secrets
Women Keep.
And Forgiving What You Never Forget. But these are 8 books. If they're in your library, there's not an issue in life that you're struggling with, that you're having a hard time with, that one of these books won't address it and speak to it and help you through it.
And they're just our way of saying thank you for that $30, that's the minimum gift a month, to be part of Club New Life. And it really is the foundation of everything that we do. And if you're already a member, if you increase by $10 a month, then we're going to also send this to you. 8 books, the best of the best.
And if you had to buy the books, it'd be $129.
Yeah. So it's a great deal for you, because every one of these books has a unique purpose in ministry. And we just feel like if you don't need it, you've got somebody, maybe even your church could use these books. But it's just our way of saying thanks for becoming that part of the giving family that keeps us on the air. And we want to be here when folks need us. Just try to encourage and support whatever you're going through.
And I just want to add one more thing. If you're already a giver and you increase your monthly by $10, you get the thing too. So I want to invite those that already are giving to us. They can get the same deal just by raising it a bit. You've got something you want to read, Larry. It looks
I want to speak to this. I don't want to read it all, but a lady was in an abusive marriage going through her worst depression, and she would listen to the show sitting in her car at lunchtime. And she heard you, Steve, say to contact New Life if you need a counselor. Well, she did. She found a counselor, changed everything for her. Her marriage is ending, but her life isn't. And she's on track. And she just can't thank us enough. She said, I never give to big ministries, but your ministry helped my life and the lives of my children so directly, I'm happy to give. And she wants us to be around to help others. So that's why we want you to give. People's lives are changed.
Yeah, you know that we're dealing with the toughest of situations here. And we've been doing it for 31 years, and we want to continue another 31 years. Because we kind of say we're the ministry you don't ever want to have to need. But we've got the 800 number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You don't ever want to have to call it. But I'm telling you, when you need it and it's there, you know that there's not going to be shame at the other end, and we've dealt with just about every kind of situation possible. We're going to give you the kind of help that you need. You know, Jeremiah 6:14 is one of my favorite verses, where Jeremiah said, from prophets to priests, they offer superficial treatments to my people's mortal wounds. And we are a ministry that is committed to never giving you a superficial answer. The complexity of life is beyond just quoting a scripture. And people say the truth will set you free. Well, you know, what it really says in John 8:31-32, that is, if you follow my teaching, you're really my disciple, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And we get hung up on how do we follow Christ, and how do we become that disciple. That's what we're here for. We're an 800 number away, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have people, they came to work today, And whenever I call the 800 number, talk to somebody, I'll say, have you saved someone's life today? And often they have said, yes, you wouldn't believe what happened.
Steve, help we have to say you thank you for everybody yes. who is giving to. We can't
Absolutely.
Say that enough.
And thank you, Lisa, for joining us today. The Path of Life is her book. You can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Lisa Robertson, great guest. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time right here.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.